This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Pediatric and Adolescent Medical Centers in Philadelphia is a small private practice with a rich history. Although its three offices are small in staff size, each is responsible for 2,500 to 4,000 patients, mostly from African American communities. Practices like this throughout the region are facing compounding stressors because of the coronavirus pandemic. WHYY's Xavier Lopez has more.
Pediatric and Adolescent Medical Centers of Philadelphia dates back to the civil rights era. Physician William King Jr. says that the Germantown office originally belonged to Dr. Albert Gaskins, a prominent pediatrician and civil rights figure in the city during the 1950s and 1960s.
It's not that I'm a black pediatrician. I'm a pediatrician in the old black private practice. You know, so it's kind of like saying Esperanza. It's like, well, no, that's not just an organization. It is the organization.
Although the practice is used to running on a tight budget, the pandemic has forced some staff furloughs due to a shortage of personal protective equipment. King and his colleagues have also had to take pay cuts because they're not seeing as many patients, only conducting wall visits.
A small practice is like a restaurant. A large practice is like Walmart. See, they have lots of income streams, but we're really just that restaurant. So if patients aren't coming in, we make zero money.
Small private practices like King's have been hit hard during the pandemic. According to Dan Gornstein, host of the healthcare podcast Trade-Offs, the American Academy of Family Physicians says that many of its nearly 135,000 members report seeing half as many patients as normal and have just 2 to 6 weeks worth of cash on reserve. The organization estimates that this month, 60,000 family practices throughout the country will close or be significantly scaled back, and that 800,000 employees will be laid off, furloughed, or have their hours cut. Xavier Lopez, WHYY News.